I'm just going to make a brief statement, too, as to what was said yesterday, so that we don't prolong this. There was a divine movement. The Spirit of God began. I'm going to say to my young brothers especially, it's not that long ago that I received my first set of the collected writings of J.N.D. I began to look into the writings of William Kelly. I looked at Mr. Hole. I looked at Hamilton Smith. And I began to learn, brothers and sisters, about how God worked in that time. And I see then my place today in that divine movement that he began. I encourage you to do the same. It's awful easy to get this and just have everything on it, but I'm big on getting books, underlining, marking them, reading them, going back to them again, and finding out what was God doing, why was he doing it, who was he using. That movement that began then, if you go back to the Word of God, you'll hear Paul say in 2 Timothy, all they which be in Asia have forsaken me. If you read in Thessalonians, you'll hear him say, the mystery of iniquity does already work. So we found early on that Satan was the counterfeit that came in early among the assemblies. For years, the Bible was chained to a pulpit. I know that there are those that don't like, particularly the King James. I love it. I love it especially because I know in measure what the man went through, Tyndale, as he translated that Bible and what his desire was, that everyone would have a copy of the scriptures in their hands. 3 weeks after he was captured, he was burned at the stake. I still have 95% of what he translated. It's an excellent translation. The study translation to go with it is the JND translation. That's just my belief. I encourage you. You're doing calculus. You're doing engineering. You're doing marketing. You're doing all of these things. Get into the Word of God. And get into the writings of those brethren that God gave as gifts to the assembly, and you'll get great help on this. Now let's move on to where we are today. We found, as we read that verse in 1 Timothy, that there is behavior that is expected of you and I. Now where does behavior have reference to? Is it heaven or is it earth? It's here where behavior is a word that I can put into my pathway where I'm walking. I behave in a good way or I behave in a bad way. The link between what we had yesterday, the assembly formed, the assembly functioning, Christ in heaven, exalted, the link between this and this is none other than the Holy Spirit. If you run into those that tell you he's the third person of the Godhead, be kind to them, but don't agree with them. Third, second, first relegates in the minds of many position of importance. The Holy Spirit is a divine person. He is not just an influence. He is a divine person here upon the earth, doing these many functions that we're going to trace through the book of Ephesians. We could have looked at a lot of other places. We know that. We could have gone to Galatians to see the fruit of the Spirit. It's not a question of limiting. It is only that the book of Ephesians gives us a very complete picture of his work in the assembly today, whether it be in me as an individual, from the time that I got saved to the time that the Lord takes me home. Others may have something to add in the way of introduction.
If I'm allowed to say something to what Brother Tony said, I talked to an older brother, and he gave a very good example. This was very helpful to me. There are three types of gathering. There are those where the Lord has the total liberty to act and guide as he wishes. There are those where he's just a guest and he cannot say now, for example, when I'm a guest at someone's house, I cannot say now I'd like to have dessert. They have to decide when that comes. And the third one is where he is not present at all.